Okay, this one is kind of funny in a very Apple way. They shipped a native container tool for macOS, and the real twist is that it's aiming at a persistent Linux machine, not just another throwaway container command.
Right, and that's the first place I stop nodding along. If it were just Docker but in Swift, that would be marketing fluff. But persistent machines with host integration is at least a real shape.
Exactly. The article's core claim is that Apple Container 1.0 gives Mac developers a highly integrated Linux setup on top of standard OCI images, so you can keep code, .dot files, and workflows in sync across host and guest.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that makes it feel less fake is the home directory mapping. Your macOS username and home get mounted into the Linux environment, so you can edit with your usual Mac tools and still build and run inside Linux.
That part I buy more than the headline. It's basically saying, stop making me choose between my Mac editor and my Linux runtime, which is a very real annoyance.
Yeah, and the article says it supports real Linux services too. So you're not limited to one process and then instantly exiting. That matters if you actually test against background services instead of just pretending every app is a single binary.
Sure, but I want the plumbing, not the vibes. It's lightweight Linux virtual machines underneath, because macOS still can't run Linux containers natively. So the interesting question is how much overhead and friction that layer adds.
And Apple seems to be leaning into that rather than hiding it. A container machine can be long-lived, run an init system, support different distro images like Alpine, Ubuntu, or Debian, and still share the same Mac home directory.
Okay, that's actually a useful distinction. A regular container is usually built around one app or process, while this is more like a persistent Linux environment that happens to be packaged through container workflows.
Which is why I think this is more for people who want a Linux-shaped workspace on a Mac than for people trying to replace every Docker habit they've built since forever.
That's the most honest sentence in the article, probably. Docker Mindshare is not a technical detail, sadly.
No, and the article says that pretty plainly, too. Docker still has the wider ecosystem, Compose, GUI tooling, integrations, and all the muscle memory people already have.
Yeah, and that's the part where the article stops overreaching, which I appreciate. If your team already lives in Docker Desktop, this is not a drop-in swap just because Apple said 1.0.
Also, the command set sounds like Apple is trying to make this feel like a real workflow layer. You can create machines, open shells, run one-off commands, list and inspect them, stop and remove them, and set CPU and memory.
Mm-hmm, that's the right surface area. If they'd only exposed a single opaque launch command, I'd be much more suspicious.
Tiny life check before we keep dunking on containers for fun. How's your week been? Mine is weirdly fine, which feels suspiciously unlike a week spent reading release posts.
Mine's been annoyingly normal. I hate when the software is calmer than my calendar. It feels disrespectful.
That is such an exploring next problem to have.
Look, I contain many grievances. The container is just one more.
The nested virtualization bit is where the article gets more serious, though. For advanced use, it needs an Apple Silicon M3 or newer, macOS 15 or later, and a Linux kernel with KVM support, because the default kernel won't do it.
That's the technical boundary that keeps this honest. A lot of people will read native alternative and mentally erase the VM layer, but Apple is still asking for hardware and kernel constraints if you want the fancier path.
So who should actually care? I think it's Mac developers who want a Linux environment that feels more welded to the host, especially if they're tired of juggling file sync weirdness or heavyweight Docker desktop behavior.
Yeah, and I'd add the folks doing service-heavy local testing. If you need a long-running Linux setup with background processes, this is more interesting than yet another single container demo tool.
But if your team is already deep in Compose files, GUI dashboards, and a bunch of Docker-specific integrations, you're not suddenly switching because Apple shipped something shiny.
Exactly. It's a real product, not a universal replacement, and that's the most credible version of the story.
Come on, Kathy. You're almost being optimistic. I'm going to treasure this moment and move on before you notice.
Don't get used to it. I just think the article earns its claim by staying in the lane of workflow fit instead of pretending it killed Docker.
Fair. And honestly, that's the bit I like most here. It's a Mac-native tool that seems to respect how people already work instead of demanding they rebuild everything for the press release.
Yeah, that part lands. If it ships cleanly and doesn't get weird under real load, It could be a very nice, boring option, which is usually the best kind.
Okay, that's a very you way to say something flattering. We should probably stop there before you accidentally become a product person, Kathy.